You know, the deepest problem in life is always, how much do I have to do, and how much is God doing? You know, imagine I do everything wrong in my life, Baruch Hashem, and then I'd say, I put it all on God, because I once learned that God is doing everything, so I say, God did it. It's wrong, right? I did it. Then you meet another person, he says, I'm a self-made man. I do everything by myself. It's also wrong. So where does the partnership begin? Okay, basically everybody knows that I have to do it and God has to do it. The only difference is that what I do is very limited and what God does is infinite. Okay, we'll get to it in a second, but in a nutshell, even before we go into it, God created the world, that's his part. To redeem the world is our part. You know, God could bring Mashiach any second, right? Why do we have to crutch around for 2,000 years until we bring Mashiach, right? He can come, but this is not what God wants. This is not what God wants. It's a little bit too loud. God, hello, no, it's too schwach, make it a little bit. The hardest thing is the middle, right? Okay. Okay, I want you to know every person, let's start from there. Every person has a below and an above. Below is my life in this world. My above is my neshama, which is so holy and so high that evil can't reach there. You know, what happens to, let's assume there are moments when I'm mamash gevalim, so holy. Because at that moment my above is shining. You know, by Noach it says, Eli told us, Noach, Noach. This is the story of Noach, Noach. So the Zohar Kodesh says, Noach le'ela, Noach le'sata. The Noach of below and the Noach of above were connected. What was the problem with the people of the flood? They were disconnected from their own above. Disconnected. Or let's put it this way. You know what the Molech is doing? What's the greatest evil in the world? The greatest evil in the world if you're disconnected from your own above. You're like, you become an animal. So here's the Gemara. The Gemara says, you know, everybody knows there's Yerushalayim below, and there's Yerushalayim above. There's a holy temple below and the holy temple above. So God says, I will not go into Yerushalayim above until the Yidin fix their Yerushalayim below. You see what it is? God wants to give me infinite. God wants to give me infinite. But God wants me to do my little part. Let me ask you, why do our holy sisters and mothers kindle lights Friday night? Shabbos is the greatest light in the world, right? I mean, do you need one more candle to make a Shabbos thing? It's a joke, right? Imagine someone has psychedelic light and I'm coming with a little flashlight. You don't need it. So why do we kindle lights Friday night? And if you remember, you kindle lights before Shabbos. But this is the Shabbos below, bringing about the coming down of the Shabbos above. I want you to know the Gemara says, Kol HaKoira B'Shoyne, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koira B'Shoyne Kenegdo. You know, physics, anything in the world, if you have a good head, I understand it. To understand the Torah is a gift from heaven. So why doesn't God just put it in my head while I'm asleep, you know? Remember, Yeshua said, everybody wants to be a great scholar in one night. On that one night, he wants to sleep. Yom Tov Chaydalek, I mean. That one night, he wants to sleep, right? It doesn't go this way. So, Mamish, I have Mamish to learn. Hey, Brother Jerry. Mayor Gewalt, what's happening? Where are you going? So we need a chair for Mayor, you know? Mayor, come here. That's good, good. Hey, Yehud Osher, what's going on? Shemi is trying to get you, you know? What? Okay. How's it been? What's going on here? You know, if you can just, you know, visualize it, you know. I don't want to say the word visualize because the people are overdoing it already, you know. But imagine like, you know, puppets, strings, right? You pull certain strings and something happens, you know. Whatever I do below, I'm pulling strings. But the above is infinite and the below, just what I'm doing. But the above does not work until I begin here. Once you know something, basically, you know, the Gemara says, until God gave us the Torah on Mount Sinai, the world also existed. Let me ask you something. Why do I really have to keep the Torah? I know a lot of people who don't have the Torah, who don't keep Shabbos, who don't eat kosher, who live like animals, and they're also alive. Why do I know this whole thing? So the Gemara says that until God gave us the Torah, the whole world was fed by God's goodness. Nizn b'chastoy. You know a baby? You feed a baby, right? I will not say to the baby, listen, I will not feed you unless you ask me, you know, and speak good English, you know, I'm sophisticated. Right? Really, look at me, right? That's come from the Yehudi parlor, all those fancy mothers, right? Because a baby can't do anything yet. So you know what it is? If a person just relies on God, so your baby, good. Mazel tov. You see what it is? Everybody talks about chosen people. We are chosen because God trusted us that we are big enough that we can begin, right? That means Shabbos, I begin Shabbos. But you know, God's answer, what God gives me for it is infinite. So I'm beginning to learn. Basically, the Torah is beyond me. The Torah is from heaven. But when I sit down and I learn, God opens gates for me. But again, you see what it is? I'm sure it's clear to you. If you think the Torah is just a cute book composed by Brother Moses, collaboration with his wife Zipporah, and have it on video, during breakfast they discuss the Ten Commandments, you know, that's not what we're talking about. If this is what it is, so you don't understand it. You mamish don't understand it. But if a person knows the Torah is heavenly, but God gives him the privilege of beginning to learn, and then God opens all the gates for me. You know, Rav Nachman says, basically, whatever you do in this world, you don't have the strength to do it. All we can do is mamash ask for it. But you have to ask. Mamash have to ask. And again, also, God's answer is the way you ask. As much as it is infinite, but it's infinitely the way you ask. You know, Tzedek HaKohen says, you know, sometimes that we were learning it yesterday. I'm pegging it, right? I'm throwing it from my bag. You know, I'm asking God with half my heart, so God answers back with half his heart. And the more heart I put in, the more God also answers back with all his heart. The only thing is that when God answers, it's infinite, and I'm just a little finite. Okay, where does all this begin? I mean, why doesn't God give me without me doing anything? And this is, I want you to open your hearts. You know something? I'm studying art. And I walk into a museum and I see paintings by Picasso. I think it's a Gewalt, right? Hey, Sister Wendy has arrived. You hear, friends? How happy I am with the paintings of Picasso. It's beautiful, who cares, right? But imagine I make a little painting. It's not Picasso. But it's my painting. Ah, it means so much to me. So the Gemara says, Roitzu Odom V'Kavshuloi, whatever person does, the little thing I'm doing is more precious to me than the greatest thing of somebody else. So the greatest gift God is giving us, that I can do it. And even if I don't do the whole thing, because I need God all the time, but still, it's called, I did it. It's called that I did it, because I began. I began pulling those strings. Okay, I'll tell you something on a very simple level. I walk on the street and I see a homeless person, right? And the homeless person says, in a very angry voice and very, and he says, "Hey, mister, give me a dollar." So he's pulling strings in my heart, right? What kind of strings does he pull? He asked me in an angry voice, right? So I'll give him an angry dollar, right? But if he would say, "Hey, brother, how about giving your brother a dollar?" Right? Ah, it's a different kind of response, right? Ah, it's my brother. You know, I have like in my neighborhood, there's so many homeless people. I'm sure they're male too. I know, maybe not as left, it's not as many. Not as many.
They live in homes, they're homeless.
Ah, heartbreaking. But I want to say, I have really a few brothers there. They are so cute. I watch them the way they get their money together. They have so much chen, you know? They have a lot of chen. So they get more. And the people who just stand there angry and do nothing, it's the same between us and God. You see, what I have is really a gift from God. But it's the way I ask. So here the Gemara says, God says, I will not enter the Yerushalayim below, above, until you enter the Yerushalayim below. Means God says, I can do everything by myself, but I don't want to. And this is not what the purpose of life is. The purpose of life is that I should do it. Listen, you know what God can do? God can make me the Baal Shem Tov in 1 second. Why not? Suddenly, mamash, a great light is coming down from heaven, and give up, right? But this is not what I'm sent to this world. Because even the Holy Baal Shem Tov himself did not become the Baal Shem, because suddenly one morning he woke up, he was the Baal Shem. And you know what's so special about Torah Shebaal Peh? And here I want you to open your hearts. The deepest connection between us and God is not the Chumash, the words, Torah Shebiksav. Because Torah Shebiksav, if you just translate it, you don't have to work so hard to get it. Torah Shebaal Peh, the old tradition. You have to break your bones over every word. You know, any of us who ever had the privilege to learn in the yeshiva, Kavala said deep. Like literally, mamish, you have to put every ounce of energy, every billionth ounce of energy you have. But you know what you get back? Mamish infinite. So where is the headquarters for this? This is just so beautiful. The headquarters for this is Yerushalayim. That means in Yerushalayim, it is clear to me, it's up to me, and then it's up to God. I want you to know something very deep. We never find Abraham and Yitzhak promised God something. I'll do something. God told him, do this or do this. Suddenly, by Yaakov, after the dream, he saw the ladder going up and down. When he woke up, he says, I want to build a house for God. Because what was the dream all about? If you go up, God says, I'm going up also. You go down, I go down. You see, the world goes to the dogs when we go to the dogs. And the world goes up when we go up. And you know what is the deepest thing in the world? Let me ask you something. How would it sound to you if God would have created the world that there are certain species and like a robot, right? I go up there, take her, and she makes children for me? Would that be a relationship? No. You know what's so deep about it? Because she has to want it. The deepest relationship is when I need your choice to it. When I need your choice. And if you remember, oh, just so deep, right? You see what it is? In one word, whatever you put in, that's what you get. Simple as it is. You know what an assimilated Jew is? Somebody who does not work on their Yiddishkeit. Well, once a year I drive to shul, I'm sending $100 to Israel, and that's it. You work hard to be a good doctor, right? How much more to be a servant of God? I once heard, she was actually a minister, but she gave a kabbalah speech. And she says to them, how much are you working on your marriage, relationship to another human being? Why did you work on your relationship to God? So much more. So much more. And you know, I can get by, right? I can get by. I'll have it. But when you'll have it, you won't really have it. I want you to open your heart. Anything I worked on really belongs to me. You know, there's something so deep, I'm sure we learned it a lot of times. Legally, I walk into a store and I buy a suit, it's my suit. Legally, a young lady walks into a store, she buys a dress, it's her dress. Or she made a dress herself. Ah, so much deeper, right? Yeah. If you do it yourself, and you see God in His infinite mercy, in His infinite mercy, and the most deepest infinite mercy, give us a privilege that we should do it. Okay, now I want to add something very deep. I'm sure Mayor wants to say something also. What's the Holy Land all about? What's Moshe all about? What's Yeshua all about? Basically, I want you to know Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah Bikshav, is given to you. Zois HaTorah Asher Som Moshe Lifnei Bnei Yisrael. I'm putting it right in front of the table, it's yours. Eretz Yisrael, you have to work hard. In the desert, you get bread from heaven. Then you have to go to a bakery. Not only, I don't have to go to a bakery, I don't even have to walk. The more holy I am, it's mamash right in front of my door, right? You don't have to do anything. Well, this is not what God wants. God wants me to plow the field, and God wants me to bake it. And you see what it is. I just want to share with you something very fast. If you remember, it was time for us to go to Israel. And suddenly he didn't say, you know, the man is going on our nerves. If you remember in Parash Baloischa, they said, what's going on there? We are sick and tired of the man. We want to have meat. I mean, they were the holiest people, you think they are. They want salami, they want schnitzel. What was going on there? You know what they were telling Moshe? Because the rays of the Holy Land, they felt the way to the Holy Land. And it was clear to them, basically what God wants us is not to eat manna from heaven. God wants us to work for it. God wants us to do it. And they said, Moshe, one time, let us have a taste. Let me have a taste, not of manna from heaven. You know, imagine a good teacher, especially in Gemara, right? He's the biggest goon in the world, and he tells you everything. This is not a good teacher. A good teacher is someone who asks you a question and says, okay, let's see what you have to say, right? You say it. I want you to know something. When God does something wrong, it doesn't destroy me. I might be angry at God. Why did you do this, right? But I'm not going to sit on the floor and cry. You know why we sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av? Because it's clear to us that we did it. Why did I do that? Why didn't I take care of it? I don't want to be drastic, If I read in the newspaper someone was run over by a car, I didn't do it, so I'm sorry. God forbid. God forbid. It's never happened to anybody, run over a person. I did it. I'm at the end. I take off my shoes, I can't move anymore. I'm at the end. And you see what it is? Why is Mashiach coming on Tisha B'Av? Because all year long I'm so holy and believe in God so much, I would say, God, you do it, you do it, you do it, you. Because I don't want it, I want you to do it. But on Tisha B'Av, and you know why Mashiach is coming on Tisha B'Av and not on Yom Kippur? Because on Yom Kippur I say, God, I did this wrong, I did this wrong, please forgive me. I'm still putting it on God. I'm still putting everything on God. So God forgives me. Okay, Mazel Tov, I forgive you. Mashiach isn't coming. On Tisha B'Av, it's clear to me, Gewalt did I goof off. Gewalt did I goof off. And it's clear to me, you see what it is? It's not only God says, I will not move in the Yerushalayim above, until you move into your Yerushalayim below. I cannot move into your Yerushalayim below either if I'm not connected to your Yerushalayim above. It's like this unbelievable partnership. Well, you know something? Avraham Avinu was giving out money to poor people and food all the time. Suddenly, at the end of the covenant with God, the Torah makes it, it's a long story, three pagans came and he's feeding them in the whole Geshem. You know what it is? You know, there are two ways of handling it. I see a poor man and I give him something, it's a big mitzvah. But then there's something so deeper, so much deeper. You know, friends, each time I do something for somebody else, do you know the Yerushalayim above opens and I bring in infinite goodness into the world? You think when I give a dollar to a poor man, that's all I did? Imagine if we would have prophetic eyes. We would see that I pass by a poor man and I'm not giving him a dollar. I bring in so much darkness that maybe in Alaska someone is dying from hunger and he stands on the street and nobody's helping him. And it's because the darkness which I brought in New York on Broadway. Or the other way around. I see a poor man on Broadway. Mama, she opened my heart like a promise. Aye. How you doing, brother? What do you need? And I'm bringing down so much. And you have to realize something else. Why were there angels? I mean, God cannot bring three people just to come. But you see, Avraham Avinu wanted it so much. He wanted so much to do something good that human beings wouldn't even have vessels for this great light. And since it was the first time Avraham Avinu was doing something good after he became a Jew, only angels could have taken it, right? You think when Avraham Avinu gave him some schnitzel, that it was schnitzel? It was a gewalt, right? Was everything. Everything there is. And here I want you to open your heart. Why wasn't Sodom wiped out before? And this is mamish very deep to remember. Why was Sodom not wiped out before? They were always bad. Because in order to wipe out evil, you need a lot of light. And you see what it is? After Abraham Avinu entered the covenant with God, and he was feeding the three pagans, so much light came into the world, and this light destroyed Sodom. Sodom couldn't exist anymore. It just couldn't be anymore. So you know what it is, friends? I'm sure it's clear to you. So we are angry at the world for hating us. So we have entered the Defamation League, right? Which is the biggest joke in the world, forgive me. You know what we have to do? Hatred is darkness, right? So you have to bring so much love into the world to drive out the darkness. So you see what it is? The Holy Temple was destroyed because the Holy Temple, we didn't have vessels for this light. Sadly enough, we did not have vessels for this great light anymore. God forbid, right? So what do we do from Tisha B'Av on, hopefully? Hopefully. Mamish on Tisha B'Av, you know, I don't want to say anything bad. The most important part is not the fasting. I mean, it is. And it isn't. You know, we have to, Mamish, and the Gemara says, after Tisha B'Av, we have to learn so much, Madla Yosef Yosef. And I want you to know something, we were learning at Chamisha Osa B'Av. You know, I meet this girl, and I woke up to say, I want to marry you tonight. Why can't I wait another 10 years? You know why I can wait 10 years? Because I think it's a huge little thing. I like her, she likes me, we get married. To build a house is bringing down the greatest light into the world. Each time somebody getting married is building the Beis HaMikdash. So when I see that the Holy Temple is destroyed, I say, I'm going to build it. You see, until Tisha B'Av, I didn't know that I'm building the Beis HaMikdash. I thought, you know, God is doing it. Maybe you want to build it. I'll ask him strongly, he should build it. It's my geschäft. Sadly enough, I destroyed the Holy Temple. I have to build it. There's no two ways about it. You know what it is like? You know, I don't want to say anything bad, but some people think, you know, after we defeat the Germans, they lost the war, they're defeated. No. They brought so much darkness into the world, and we don't have enough light yet to drive out that light, the darkness. The counterattack hasn't happened yet. You know something? This is a Torah from all the rabbis from Kos Sochachov. Imagine I have a son. I teach him. And you know what he does? He can chew over every word I told him. Am I proud of him? Or of her? When they're 6 years old and they tell back what I said, I'm happy. Imagine I have a grown-up son and a grown-up daughter. And they can repeat every word I told them. A little bit retarded. Don't you have something to say on your own? What do you say, right? You see, until Tisha B'Av, I'm chewing over what God says. God says, you embarrass me. You embarrass me. Comes Menachem off as a master of the world. This year, I'm going to console you. This year, I'll do it. Mamish. I rebuild the holy temple. I rebuild the world. Remember, we were learning it yesterday, that Avraham Avinu, when he walked to sacrifice Yitzchak, and he saw the holy temple from afar, it was a valley, it was not a mountain yet. And Avraham Avinu was praying so hard, it should become a mountain. Avraham Avinu Koraha. It says, Vayaros Amokim Rochok, he saw the place from afar, it was a valley. You know what it means? To build the Beis HaMikdash on a mountain, even that is up to me. I have to take a valley and make it into a mountain. You see what it is? When I look at the world and I see the world is so bad, the two ways of handling it, I see the world is bad. You know the difference, we're learning it a thousand, what's the difference between a layman and a doctor? A layman walks into a hospital, everybody is sick, he says, oi, everybody is sick, oi, can't stand it. A doctor says, hey, what a challenge. I better dish up some good medication. You know what it is? On Tisha B'Av, when I see the destruction of the temple, I realize I have to rebuild it. I, Mamish, have to rebuild it. I want you to know something else. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because we hated each other. Why did we hate each other? Can't stand you because you don't keep Shabbos. Maybe I have to make you a Shamash Shabbos. I can't stand you because who knows what you're doing. Whatever God shows me, that means I have to do it. Let me just add one more thing before I ask Mary to say something. You know what the Zohar Kodesh says? You know, the Meraglim came back and they said, Israel is bad. And Moshe Rabbeinu did not say, you're liars. They were right. It really was bad. But you know what the problem was? Yeah, Israel was bad. You know why it was bad? Because of the Meraglim. The Zohar Kodesh says that the Meraglim had prophetic eyes. And they saw rivers of blood from Yerushalayim to the four corners of the world. So they were right, why do we have to go there? But they made one mistake. All those rivers of blood is because of them. You know, when I see somebody else who's bad, it's because I didn't make them better. Whatever I see wrong in the world, because I didn't do it better. So on Tisha B'Av, well, you know something so deep. I meet my soulmate, right? Few things I don't like about her. You know what it is? Because you didn't fix it yet. You know what a soulmate is? That I have the power to fix her. She has the power to fix me. And I have the power to fix her. So instead of cursing and finding fault, hey, so do it. So do it. You see, the Yerushalayim below is a death. What do we know what finite and what infinite is? What we think infinite is not even finite yet in heaven. It's not even a scratch. Not even a scratch. We have unbelievable powers. But God says, when you really exert everything you have, then I'm coming down from above. You see, if I'm sitting and learning, I say, Oh, Vaisham, I learned the Gemara that you are coming from a... Okay, close my eyes, let's see what you have to say. Vaisham says, you didn't learn yet. I'm sitting another hour quetching. Vaisham says, brother, it's not learning. I'm just learning. I'm sure most of you heard of Abraham Brisker, who's the greatest in the world. Do you know how he was learning? Mamish, the veins in his forehead. Every day people thought they're mamish jumping open because they were just to the limit. I tell you the way he was concentrating. It's unbelievable. Abraham Brisker, you know, he would, like sometimes, you know, when you concentrate, he would mamish like take his fingers and hold like this, you know, like. Right. Okay, then Mamish, he had terrible headaches, all kinds of things. He went to this big professor. And the professor started asking him what he's doing. So he went with his son. So his son said, you know, my father, when he's learning, he's, you know, he stops the whole blood circulation from his body. No wonder he has headaches all the time, you know. Mamish, you know, the way he was squeezing out every ounce of his brains, he was like, right. Heard another Gewalt story that Chaim Brisker, one time he was learning something, and then he put his hand on his back, and he was like, right. And then Baruch Hashem understood what it is all about. But then he said to somebody, I feel something hanging on me, what is it? Was his two arms, you know what? I mean, he was so complete out of himself. You see, Pesach is the time when God is doing it. Pesach, God takes us out of Egypt. Shavuos, God gives us the Torah. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is I have to do it. And everybody knows that the beginning of Rosh Hashanah is really Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, and it's clear to me, if the world is destroyed, it's my fault. If the Holy Temple is not rebuilt, it's my fault. Not only it's my fault, you can build the Holy Temple any second you want to. It's all up to you. Verstehst du, was ich da gesagt habe? Nicht so viel. Weißt du, wir geben immer Gott die Schuld. Die Wahrheit ist, dass ich muss es tun. Was Gott tut, ist infinite. Wie sagt man auf Deutsch infinite? Unendlich. Unendlich. Was ich tue, ist nur ein bisschen. Aber mein bisschen ist auch unendlich. Und weißt du, alles, wenn ich sehe, was schlecht ist für jemand anderes, wieso machst du den Menschen nicht besser? Weißt du, der heilige Tempel war zerstört, weil wir uns gegenseitig angefeindet haben. Der sagt, mir gefällt nicht, was du tust, mir gefällt nicht, was du tust. Gut, wieso machst du den Menschen nicht besser? So, am Tisch war, weißt du, wenn wir trauen um den heiligen Tempel, auf einmal ist klar für uns, ich kann alles tun. Ich kann die Welt wieder aufbauen. Halabai. Okay, may I lay it on me?